Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm the aforementioned Danny Milliken. This is a show where we talk gardening. We're gardeners. Garden Pros is the name of the show because the co-hosts I have on here and myself, we are professional gardeners. That's what we do. Some of us specialize in wildflowers. Some specialize in trees, some grasses. But all of us are just pros. And we have a conversation. We have an ongoing conversation. Usually we have a topic we talk about, but we always want to know what's on your mind because our goal is how to make you a better gardener, how to improve your skill. And we do that by knowledge sharing, by introducing you some great products, by like really explaining how it's working so you can kind of solve the approach that you're dealing with. Always have an exciting show. Always have a ton of knowledge. Today, our two garden pros that are joining us are Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens here in the 7 to 8 hour, and then Joey Linderman from Enchanted Forest will be in the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. Another cool thing that's happening today is the 16th annual House Beautiful Show up in the Woodlands. I'll be up there later answering questions. I'll actually be teaching a fruit tree class at 11:30. So hopefully you can get up there. Again, we love answering questions, love helping you out, love giving you great advice. The best way to do it, since this is a live radio show, is to call in 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. Call in, join the conversation. Love to hear from you. There's other ways to connect with us. Our Facebook page is Jammin'. A lot of great tips, great pictures, great videos on there. Then the videos all kind of come over from our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And on there, we have a whole kind of cache of great video tips from succulents to what's wrong with my lawn to, you know, assessing the health of your fruit tree, things like that. Bunch of great videos. There's also an Ask Danny button that'll send me an email directly, and you can put pictures on there, and I will get back to you. And sometimes, if you're lucky, we'll even read that email on the show. So that's three ways you can connect. Good times, lots of fun, lots of gardening, joy. So I'm going to bring in the great Diane Bolanowski. Diane.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. I'm excited about Home Show Beautiful, the House Beautiful Show, and looking forward to that. What do you guys got going on up at Warren Southern Gardens?
Oh, we're pretty much just getting ready for fall. We've got a lot coming in, a lot in the works. We just got some camellias in, and very excited about that. I'm a camellia enthusiast, so. We got some mums in this week, so really just the first signs of fall.
I like that. Do you have that on your business card, camellia enthusiast?
No, but I should. I really do like camellias.
They're an amazing plant. If you know how to care for them, man, they're so satisfying. Beautiful leaf, and is there a more pretty flower?
Very easy. They're very tough. I think people get confused by, you know, because they're so beautiful, but they're actually quite easy to grow.
Right, which is wonderful. So this is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Diane, tell us what you do, what your kind of focus is up at Warren's Southern Gardens.
I am a plant buyer, but I also focus on special programs. So things like succulents, native plants, bulbs. Some of the special programs, we just did a big program on fall vegetable gardening. I like to specialize in herbs, so I do a lot of the classes.
Oh, right.
And a lot of the education and outreach here.
Well, that is awesome. So pumped to be talking with you. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to kind of jump into some of the stress that's happening as people plan for the fall, stress from the summer, and what they can look for and do to remediate that. So stick with me. Diane is from Warren Southern Gardens, and it's a beautiful place in Kingwood. If you guys haven't been there, it's gorgeous. Another beautiful place is Plants for All Seasons, and that's up 249, kind of northwest Houston. And their slogan is "Get Your Green On," which I love. It it fits them perfectly because they're this kind of fun, exciting place. They got gnomes there, they got Bigfoot there. It's a great place actually to go do like a scavenger hunt with plants and pots and how to do things. So beautiful place, beautiful place. I love walking in there because I'm reminded how committed they are to plant health. Because the first three things you encounter if you kind of go through their barn door entrance is compost tea, Microlife, and Nelson Plant Food. Three things that are amazing for plant health, soil health and plant health. So a really cool place. They're definitely kind of committed to soil health. And, you know, if you're thinking about your plants, the roots are the part that dictate health. And they're housed in the soil. So if you have healthy soil, you have healthy roots. And Plants for All Seasons knows that. And they don't just have plant health. They have healthy plants. They got a bunch of beautiful plants there. Tons of different things from kind of your garden variety, bread and butter shrubs, just evergreen solid stuff to exotic, beautiful things that they grow. They grow a lot of their own stuff. Their veggie selection, their herb selection is really great. And that's one of the places I always love hanging out is the herb selection because it smells good. I like the smells, okay? Also, they have a really cool area that is you build your own pot. You can like, or they will actually do it for you. So you bring in your sick or dying pot. Or you buy a new one, you say, hey, I want to make this look pretty for a party I'm having or just for my front porch. And they'll fill that up for you and kind of give you tips on how to do it. They also do a ton of gardening classes. One of their favorite programs is Sip and Share. So you have some wine, you learn about gardening from Sherry up there. Really great stuff. That's Plants for All Seasons. Get up there and get your green on. It's up State Highway 249, just past Louetta. Wonderful place. So, and you can always check them out online and figure out where it is from there. Plantsforallseasons.com.
You deserve all the natural light you want in your home. Best way to get it? A skylight. Hi, I'm Dan Marshall with Innovative Skylights. I know what you're thinking. Skylights leak. Mine don't. Maybe you've had one that leaked. It wasn't one of mine, because my skylights don't leak. I guarantee it. All an innovative skylight lets in is light, and you can control how much. Call us, the guaranteed no leak, nothing but light skylight guys. InnovativeSkylights.com, 713-466-1551. More light, no leaks, guaranteed. 713-466-1551.
The great outdoors. It's where landscaping and lawns live. When summer sizzles, they're not going inside for relief from scorching heat. No, they're counting on you. Give landscaping and lawns the help they need. Add MicroLife organic fertilizer. It enriches soils and plants with billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals. MicroLife granular and liquid fertilizers, providing plants in the great outdoors with what they need to thrive all summer, meaning they'll use less water. MicroLife, making life better. See how. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic. Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
Hey, good morning. Danny Milliken here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, a true garden pro. So you guys have the joy of listening to a very, very knowledgeable expert in gardening in our area. So I would take advantage of this great opportunity. One way is calling us in, 713-572-4610. That's 713-572-4610. So we're here to talk about what's on your mind if you want to. If not, we will jump into a great topic, an important topic, and that's handling summer stress from plants. So keep in mind, you can Facebook us. A couple options on Facebook are, we got some great lives that are always happening. But you can ask a question on there, or if you're kind of have a pressing problem, you can message me. So if you message the show, it goes straight to me, and I'll get it back when I see it, which is pretty quick. So give us a call, 713-572-4610, and we're going to answer an email question right now. Is that cool?
Sounds good.
Okay, so this question is from Charles Blacknall. And Charles asks, I was thinking about planting an autumn blaze red maple in my backyard for some shade. I really like the tree, but it says it grows in zone 8, but not zone 9 that we were in Houston. Think I could still plant it successfully?
Yes, I do. I've seen Autumn Blaze maples do really well here. As a matter of fact, we sell them. I think sometimes you have to be careful with sometimes, some of the zones, and we're kind of an unusual area here in Houston. The Autumn Blaze maple, it will do well. I'd be careful. It's got some pretty extensive, root system, but it does do well here. I would just make sure that you amend the soil properly, use expanded shale and some leaf mold compost when you plant it. But they actually do quite well here.
Diane, is that like a big maple, like a full-size big old maple?
It is. I'm pretty sure it gets somewhere between 50 and 60 feet.
Wow. And I'd guess from the name Autumn Blaze that it's just the kind that has a really lovely fall color.
Yeah, it does. It has really good color. There's a handful of maples. October Glory is one of them. Another maple that I really like for this area, and I would put it in the category of Texas tough, is Shantung maple. That's okay. A beautiful maple. Does very well here. It's small. And by small, I mean it's about 20 feet, but it has a really pretty canopy. And I consider that one of the best maples for here. Also, Drummond red maple, which is a native, that's a beautiful maple as well.
Yeah, that's the Drummond is the one I was going to lean to just because it is a native. But we say the name of the one with the great canopy again?
Shantung maple.
Oh, cool. Cool, cool. That's awesome. I'm not familiar with that one. It's funny, a lot of times when people bring up maples and they hear red maple, they instantly think Japanese maple, but they're totally different.
Right. And I love Japanese maples, too. We'll actually get a really nice batch in at sort of the end of winter, early spring. There's also a handful of Japanese maples that do very well here, in the right conditions. So you can have that, that really pretty color. You just have to choose wisely.
Right. And as we kind of lead into summer stress, seeing the after effects of summer stress, Japanese maples are a great topic on it because, they a lot of them need shade. They want a lot of shade. And, throughout the summer, if you've got stress on your bigger trees, you start maybe losing a little bit of shade.
Right. And if you think about where, where we're used to seeing them in the Northwest area and, Washington, in Oregon, they have a lot of rain, a lot of overcast days. And so they grow in full sun there, and they will take full sun in the, latter part of fall,
right,
winter, but not in our summers.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Talking about tree health, talking about dealing with tree health, because of Harvey and our kind of mini drought we had that, it was tough because I don't know how it was in Kingwood, but kind of at Memorial Park, it'd be forecasted rain. It would rain like a quarter of an inch, not very much to really kind of bring it back. In fact, we had a couple times where we had to water some sensitive trees that had been transplanted and it had like rained the night before, but not enough rain fell. So we're seeing some damage on some trees. So are you kind of seeing damage on some pines and oaks up there in Kingwood?
Yeah, I would say so. What we've had is, periods of drought and then the monsoons where all the rain comes down at once. And so it's very spotty and inconsistent. And a lot of these trees are, very old. I have seen some stress.
Right, definitely. And I've seen a lot on some, maybe like bur oaks, is kind of darkening of the leaf where you see some veins on the inside of it, or just like a total fading of live oak leaves, like starting to see them lighten up and turn yellow a little bit. One person asked me, is that fall color change? And it was a live oak. And I was like, no, they don't have a fall color change. They don't actually transition that way. They lose their leaves in the spring. So there's just a lot of things going on, a lot of different kind of health problems happening. And so a big thing people need to remember is that trees are the most valuable plant in your landscape. They're kind of easily eclipse all the other plants combined if you have a big old tree. So it's something you need to take care of. So we're talking trees. We're talking overcoming summer stress on trees. We're going to give you some practical tips here in a second. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. Fall is coming up, so you guys are kind of prepping really for the fall, getting a lot of cool plants in, kind of giving people and teaching people a lot of good advice on, you know, doing that bed prep that needs to happen. That's what's happening up at Warren's these days.
Yeah, we've got, you know, I think last time I talked about how exciting fall is to me, but it's the best time to, you know, really plant anything, trees, shrubs, perennials. So we look forward to getting new material in and, you know, especially things like camellias. We just got in a batch of fruit trees. It's a great time to, you know, plant fruit trees.
Yeah, it really is.
So it's, you know, it's exciting for people who like to play in the dirt to really, I like to focus on my soil. It's a good time to focus on your soil right now. And you're talking about tree stress. Doing things like deep root watering, you know, putting down green sand, giving your plants just a little boost with, you know, liquid seaweed. That's usually my focus right now.
That's a lot of really great advice. That's a lot of great advice. So you guys could join this conversation, 713-572-4610. Diane's given us a bunch of great ideas and great tips. If you're looking for other ones and, you know, maybe companies that can kind of install things for you, be it pathways or new trees or great soil, look no further than the 16th annual House Beautiful Show in the Woodlands. It is today. Doors open at 10 a.m. Also tomorrow up at the Waterway Marriott in the Woodlands. Really great space. Ton of knowledgeable people. I'll be there. Tom will be there. Whole spread will be there. Dan just mentioned fruit trees, and I'll be teaching a class on fruit trees at 11:30 today. So love to see you there. And also teaching that class again at noon. So it's going to be a great show. We're going to have a great time. You can get through them through our website, homeshowradio.com, or you can go straight to their show, woodlandsshow.com. But it's going to be a great time. We always have fun and love answering questions directly. I would advise you that if you're going to come up you know, and ask me some questions, go ahead and bring pictures on your phone. Snap a few pictures before you head up there, and that way I can really help you out and give you that great advice. So see you there later today. That's woodlandsshow.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
I'm not feeding you a bunch of bull.
Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts with Trifection.
They're a really good company. They focus, it seemed like, on quality.
Get more home from the house you have.
We had this house built 18 years ago.
We begin by listening to you.
That's why we chose them.
Design, selections, building. We make every step easy on you.
And what they said they were going to do, Trifection delivered.
Kitchens, baths, whole home remodeling.
My wife is so happy. Her sister had their house completely redone by Trifection.
See examples at trifection.net.
It was a great job.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All righty. Home Show Garden Pros is back. 713-572-4610. Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens is here. We are discussing trees. So a lot of trees across this fair city of ours are struggling, limbs weakening, leaves falling in not a good way, stuff stressing out. So Diane, what should people look for when they're maybe concerned about what if they're seeing some problems, what to you are some key things they should notice when they're looking for these problems?
Some of the things that you already mentioned, I would look at the leaves. If you see veining, if you see yellowing, like you said, a lot of these trees are evergreen. And so, you know, it's definitely not fall color. And that's kind of one thing that I talk about a lot to customers. If you get out in your garden at least once a week and deep water your plants and trees, you'll notice these problems, you know, as they're occurring instead of, you know, later on when, you know, more serious intervention needs to take place. So I would really encourage you. Now's a great time. You know, we're milder somewhat in the morning and in the evening. So get out there while you're doing your cleanup, when you're, amending your soil with some new compost and so forth, and really look at your plants, look at your trees. If you get out there more and actually, water your plants I know it sounds corny, but actually spend time with your plants, you'll notice when there are, when there are differences, when they're stressing out. I think you'll have a better feel for it.
Now, people ask me like, what are some easy things we can do to improve our gardening? And I'm like, man, good soil. And then you spending time out there with the plants is really the number one thing. So I think a lot of gardeners walk out and their eyes are on the ground. You know, they're looking at their smaller flowers or their vegetable beds or whatever. And every once in a while, you got to raise that eyesight and look up into the trees to just see what's happening up there. See what's happening. So we've had a couple questions, had a email or with a picture of gall, the little balls.
Mm-hmm.
Any advice on galls, how to deal with gall?
Well, to be honest, it's not something that I worry about.
Right.
Usually it's not a concern, and it's very common, especially in oak trees. So, we'll get a lot of customers that are worried about it, and we'll bring a branch in. But it's not something that I worry about too much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of one of those natural things that happen. So what's happening is there's a type of wasps that basically what it does is it lays its eggs in a oak leaf. And as the eggs develop, they make first, kind of a fuzzy ball, and then make this kind of woody-looking ball. And it looks like some weird growth, like the tree's got some disease or something like that, but it's the woody ball that the little baby wasp live in. And almost whenever you see them, they've got two little holes in them, and that was where the, wasp chewed out and flew away. So, but you're absolutely right, yeah. That's just an insect problem. It's just one of those things people don't know about. You know what I mean? They're just not sure about it. We got an email about that, and we get a lot of calls, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on sooty mold.
Sooty mold, to me, I'm a little bit more hands off. When I see sooty mold, it just depends on the overall health of the tree, how old it is. If it's a really young tree and it's got an infestation of aphids and then the sooty mold as a result, I may treat. But in general, as we talked about, improving the health of the soil, the overall health of the plant so that it, it can fight against disease and fight against insect attack is usually where I focus.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, I don't know if you're familiar, if you talk about Brix rating at all and using refractometers. Do you guys sell refractometers there?
We do not.
So, it's a fun little object. I had to buy mine on Amazon. But it's like a $60 little tool that tests the sugar content in plants. And you can use it on a leaf or fruit. And vineyard workers use it. Vineyard growers, winemakers use it. Brewers use it. People that really want to test the quality of what they're dealing with. And you do it kind of, year by year. But when the Brix rating drops, then the plant is a lot more apt to get pest insects because they like real simple sugars. They're little their little sucking tools don't like complex, bigger molecule sugars. They like the little bitty ones, little things. And that's not what's good for us. We're good. We're really good with the bigger sugars. And so it's interesting because this Brix rating is so affectable by soil practices. So if you are seeing sooty mold, Diane's absolutely right. Absolutely right. That's not the problem. Right, you have some aphid or scale or mealybug infestation, which also is not the problem. Right, like the problem is that your soil is struggling, your plants is reduced its sugar complexity to try to recover from some stress, either a stress that nature caused or summer caused, or maybe you caused by not watering or something like that. So the first step is to improve the soil, and then I always like doing a high pressure blast with molasses to address, scale or aphids or whatever. Molasses works really great on scale. So I love knocking them off, and that molasses dropping in the soil is an additional benefit to the soil. So pretty cool stuff. The soil is so key to everything we do. And Diane, I'm going to say a quick word about year-round organic lawn solutions. The soil is so key, so key. And Cliff at Year Round knows this. And, you know, the lawns are always kind of around trees, at the edge of a tree, beneath a tree, near a tree. And it's really kind of remarkable because they are just like, the tree is so valuable, but we focus on the lawn so much. And, you know, an arborist friend of mine talks to me about how, like, half of the damage he sees to trees is because people are using poor fertilizer, bad fertilizer on their lawn, and it just is killing trees. And year-round won't do that. So what they do is they care about the soil under the grass, which is the same soil that affects the trees. They're going to get in there. They're going to aerate, which is kind of really giving air to the soil, which is sometimes all it needs. But they're also going to compost top dress. And that's going to get humates, that's going to get nutrients, that's going to get the soil food web back down in the soil. And man, you see effect on your lawn almost instantaneously. It greens up, the grass gets strengthened so it's more competitive, deepens roots, which when you deepen roots, that means not only is your yard more resilient, it holds more water. So if you do have a rain event, you're not going to flood everything. And then also you water less because the roots are deeper and closer to water and kind of live longer. So it's pretty remarkable just the impact of just that coloration and fertilizer application. Well, it's called year-round because they're tending to the soil. There's no downtime for them. They don't have some off-season. Roots are always growing, always doing good stuff. And, man, they use just the best product for their kind of, you know, monthly maintenance deal. They don't leave you alone. They give you advice at all times. And Cliff is really great because that's the part he loves the most is really helping people with their problems, be it like, you know, how high should I mow my grass, to how much should I be watering this time of year. It's just really great to have contact with an expert that you can just call and be like, hey, what's my problem? Well, that's what they do. Everything is safe for plants, pets, kids, all that stuff. And just really just a great guy and a great company, and definitely can help your lawn get healthier. So if you're looking for that sort of stuff, call yearroundhouston.com.
Your roof keeps you dry until it doesn't. You can thank summer's scorching sun for that. It's tearing up your roof. Next time a big rain blows through, you'll discover little leaks that can grow into big problems. Or call Ideal Roofing now at 713-896-1122. Tom Tynan trusts Ideal. You can too. Ideal's GAF Master Elite status means you get a better roof, a better warranty, and peace of mind knowing you're safe and dry under an Ideal roof. Call 713-896-1122. 713-896-1122.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It's 7:31 in the morning. We're having fun, me and Diane talking. She's going to be with me another 29 hours. I mean, sorry, minutes. That'd be a long show. Marathon show. No, 29 minutes. And then the wonderful Joey Linderman will come in from Enchanted Forest, and we'll kind of do a little smaller plants, you know, small flowers, grasses, things like that, looking out for the threats to your lawn that are potentially coming in. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. Keep in mind all of the Home Show Radio family, me, Tom, and a lot of our other folks will be up at the House Beautiful Show at the Waterway Marriott this day, this morning and afternoon. That doors open at 10 o'clock, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Diane Bolinowski.
Yes.
I tell you, I love that name, Bolinowski. It's like, it'd be like Bolinowski. You know, it's like if you were like a... You know, you should run for office so people can chant your name.
Not sure about that, but...
Woo, Bolinowski! It'd be great, right? Okay, so we're talking about trees. The big thing kind of that I'd like to hear from you is what people can do. Let's say they do notice sooty mold. They're noticing some yellowing on some branches. Or that thing where, like, the leaves singe at the tips. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That thing. What is that?
It sounds like they let the tree get too dry, and it's just experiencing stress from you know, going too dry for a period of time. And then sometimes people try to rectify that by overwatering. But right. trees and most plants, you know, they benefit from consistent deep watering. That's in the end how they do best.
Yeah, not lots of light watering all the time, but kind of consistent, you know, kind of making sure they get watered down deep to where the roots are and not just, you know, kind of wetting the topsoil area. That's kind of what you mean, right, by deep root or deep watering?
Right, and you can do that. I mean, you can use a soaker hose. I recommend going out at least once a week and deep watering. And I just count slowly. I let it soak in, and then I'll come back again and, you know, deep water again. Mm. Surface watering just creates, you know, shallow roots. And most plants, like I said, just really benefit from a consistent deep watering. And when you do that, the plant can go a little bit drier in between, but the consistent deep watering creates, you know, deep rooting and more consistent, you know, efficient uptake of nutrients, water, oxygen.
Yeah, that's really great. Just kind of letting the hose go for a little while. And letting the water just trickle down. I mean, you know, I can imagine just what that effect is, where it's not like I want the water trickling down to the street, but I want it trickling down to the roots. And I guess right. that's where mulch comes in.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, I think a lot of people, they focus on their lawns, and right. The trees are kind of an afterthought. You do have to water your trees, and you do have to give them some care, even really old established trees.
Right.
You know, it's very important. We have really old trees in Kingwood in the neighborhood that I live in. And so, you know, even though they're well established, you know, through the last couple of years, they've been through quite a lot. You know, we had the drought about 5 years ago, and then we've had, you know, the hurricane and other water events.
Right.
And so we've put our trees through a lot of stress over the last couple of years. That's why I like to use green sand. We talked about it a little bit last time.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's used for stress trees or plants that have gone through a lot of stress. Mm. And, you know, I talk about liquid seaweed and products from the sea a lot, but really they're kind of, you know, magic for plants. Also, putting down humates and molasses. You mentioned molasses. I put down a product called Stimulate in the late winter, early spring on all my trees and shrubs. And so it's humates, which helps break down clay soil, helps the water absorption and the drainage. And also molasses, which is kind of a, you know, it stimulates the soil, feeds the microbes in the soil and kind of gets things moving.
Well, that's an awesome word. And, you know, you mentioned humates, molasses, kind of soil first bacteria, all of this stuff. And man, MicroLife bottles a lot of that stuff. Super Seaweed is one of the great products that kind of really definitely is a great way to treat plants. I mean, I know a landscaper who's, and this is a spreading trick, and more kind of organic landscapers are doing this, is at the end of every job site, he'll fertilize everything liquid with Super Seaweed. And, you know, the way he tells it, it's like you do it and 2-3 hours later, you get this kind of green, just boom, and everything looks fresh and growing and vibrant. And that's because what you're doing, what MicroLife does, and these are MicroLife products, right? I mean, they have a great molasses. They use the best Emery humates from not like bad ones, but like excellent humates. Their seaweed is top notch. They care about sourcing, but they really care about the soil. Healthy soil is their first priority. And that's what these plants need to really start growing. You think about what root stimulator does, you know, actual, like, you know, you change the hormones around the roots. And that usually in nature is a process that's started by bacteria and protozoa, which is pretty remarkable. If you can kind of kickstart that natural process and get that hormone that is naturally there from the protozoa and the bacteria that we buy, and you can do that just by putting out MicroLife. And there's Super Seaweed, their Ocean's Harvest are incredible products. Really easier to kind of spray or put in your watering can and water things with. They're really wonderful too, because these liquid feeds,
you can get them on the leaf and the plant, and that's very good for the leaf and the plant. But then it's also really good when it drips down onto the soil. So you're doing two fertilizations at once. You're doing a foliar stomatic fertilization through the breathing holes in the leaf, but it's all dripping onto the soil too. And that's my favorite way to fertilize, is like you're saying, with seaweed and Ocean Harvest. And we just love MicroLife stuff. They really care about getting a bunch of beneficial microbes and a bunch of nutrients in their product. In fact, they brag on having over 100 minerals. So Mike Sarant, the owner up there, he is passionate about kind of organic food, organic soil, healthy people. And that's kind of where he is now. So, you know, he's really kind of changed these last 30 years from where he was, but every year he gets more and more focused on what's going to be good for people and good for plants and good for soil. They have a very trustworthy product, and we're so happy to be able to talk about them on the show. That's microlifefertilizer.com.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, Diane Bolinowski, Danny Milliken, talking gardening. Okay, you just gave us some great tips. Green sand is a really great kind of product. Talking with Diane, you can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. So, what are some other things that people can do if they're seeing kind of struggling trees, stressed trees? What, like, you know, obviously they can take a picture and bring it into you at Warren Southern Gardens. So let's say, let's just do like a play. I'll be a person that needs some help. You know what I mean? I come in, I got a picture of scale on my tree. And well, really, I have a leaf and I have a picture of sooty mold. So I got this leaf. I don't know that it's scale. I'm bringing it to you. What do you say?
Well, we're going to take a look at it. If it's sooty mold, kind of like we talked about, I don't overly worry. I might use some insecticidal soap if it's a small tree.
So you mentioned that again, that like, you know, you're kind of a hands-off person when it comes to plants, right? Like these problems, because you think the tree will overcome it. So, and I, you know, people I think are like, whoa, that's crazy. But like, your plants survive and thrive, right? Like at your house, they're like doing good.
Right. There are some very serious diseases. There are things like fire blight,
right.
Things like that, that are very hard to overcome. And you have to use very harsh interventions like, you know, Consan 20, things like that. I really do truly believe that if it's a minor problem, if it's a insect attack, or if it is, you know, a stress problem, from drought, or, you know, from us having, you know, water events like the hurricane and things like that, I think that the best thing to do is bring back the health of the soil and to help the tree kind of, you know, get through it, just like a human would do, you know, when you have a disease or you're trying to, you know, rebound from the flu or something like that.
Right.
So, you know, contributing, focusing on soil health, focusing on, you know, deep watering, consistent watering, giving the plant some extra love in the form of, you know, liquid seaweed. I do use insecticidal soap.
Yeah.
And things like mealybugs, which can really be invasive, and, you know, they'll travel from one plant to another. I try
right.
to catch those things when they're young. Things like mealybugs are kind of, people see something that looks like fuzz on their plant and they don't realize that it's, you know, it's mealybugs,
pests,
and then
yeah.
the infestation gets, you know, out of control.
Right.
So, you know, I do try to focus and pay attention and catch these things ahead of time. But, you know, there are serious diseases for trees. And if I do see something that I think is very serious, I do recommend calling an arborist.
Right. Definitely. Definitely. I mean, if you've got a big tree with big problems,
that's the best way to do it, is call an arborist. So talking with Diane Bolinowski, you can join this conversation. We want to know what's on your mind. We're talking about the most valuable plant in your landscape, and that's trees. 713-572-4610. You can join us up, 713-572-4610. Still to come, we got quite a bit more show left, so don't worry about not getting your questions in, because Diane is super knowledgeable, knows so much, and it'd be great for you to be able to hear from her. We have great news. We just broke the 2,000 followers, you know, brand new show, brand new Facebook page, but we got 2,000 followers. That's great. Actually, 2,058 as of yesterday. Pretty cool stuff. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned. And we are going to take a break.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic. Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Now more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And Diane Bolinowski from Warren Southern Gardens. So, I mean, they say garden pros, and they're like Danny Milliken. It's like, whoa, 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 the real pro is sitting right next to me. It's not me. It's you, Diane. So, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are talking gardening, talking what's on your mind. Hopefully, you're thinking about your trees, because they're extremely valuable. Diane and I got about 12 more minutes, so we'll be chatting about trees, about what's happening at Warren Southern Gardens. And then Joey Linderman will come in from Enchanted Forest, and that's exciting. And we'll be talking about lawn stuff, smaller plants than trees. Diane, this is one of the first times that we really have had a long conversation and not really delve too much into pollinators.
That's true, but now's a great time. We're seeing a lot of butterflies, especially Gulf fritillaries. And I had a giant swallowtail emerge the other day, so super exciting. But now's the time you really need to focus on providing nectar,
right,
for the butterflies.
Yeah, we had a patch of liatris that are, you know, liatris is really long. I know you know, Diane, but liatris is this really long kind of like feathery branch that gets all these purple flowers up and down this very long kind of flower stem. And man, the Gulf fritillaries, the pretty orange butterflies were all over it. It was so great. It was so, so great. And also had a eastern swallowtail land on my leg while I was out kind of trying to record how many pollinators I saw. And it was so great. It was like really a nice moment. Obviously, it flew away before I could take a picture.
Yeah, there's really a lot of them out. And there's still tons of hummingbirds out, at least in my backyard. I've had a great hummingbird season. So it's been pretty fun. And hummingbird moths. I've had a lot of hummingbird moths out, especially last night.
Oh, that's so cool. That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen more hummingbirds than I can remember seeing at my house this year. Is that like a thing this year where there's more of them?
Well, we talked a little last time. I've got Amistad salvia, the beautiful purple salvia,
yeah,
and they're just crazy about it this year. And usually I'll have maybe one or two, but it's been pretty magical in my backyard with the hummingbirds. I've been pretty excited about it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, they're so fun to watch. They're just like little wizards, you know, little they're just a blob going. You can't see the wings because they're so fast. I love them so much. Absolutely. Okay, so what can people do to kind of get nectar for butterflies and hummingbirds right now? I mean, effectively everybody's planted their plants. Let's just say you've planted your plants and you're kind of like, you're set with plant-wise, but what can people do to get nectar out there or do something to feed hummingbirds?
Well, a lot of perennials will go back into bloom. So you've got a little bit of time. So, you know, I would encourage things to go back into bloom. But things like lantana, the coneflowers are in bloom right now. Some of the rutabagas are blooming. And, you know, pollinators, especially butterflies, they appreciate large clusters of flowers. Mm-hmm. So if you have it, if you have pollinators kind of spottily throughout your yard, they're not as interested as if you have, you know, a large mass of them planted so that they can go from flower to flower.
So if people have like a bank of, say, something like pintas or salvias or something like that, is it too late to give them kind of that haircut to encourage fall blooms?
I don't think so. Okay. We've got a really long season. A lot of the butterflies, just because we're so mild, stick around for longer than is natural. So I think you've got some time. Also, there's a lot of, you know, flowers out. We still have pentas. We have lots of salvias in bloom. So if you don't feel like you have enough flowers, I would just, you know, buy a couple, make yourself a combo pot.
Right. Nice.
You know.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. Giving yourself like a small container you can put out there. And, you know, like if you have flowers and you have a bed, you can put a container out in the flower bed, you know, and bring it back in later on. Like it's something you can definitely do. It's pretty awesome stuff. So we're talking with Diane Bolanowski. This is Home Show Garden Pro. So you can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. Diane is up in Kingwood at Warren Southern Gardens, a beautiful place up there. But if you're in the Heights, not in Kingwood, you can go to Buchanan's Native Plants. They have a lot of the great plants, great native plants, butterfly plants that Diane's talking about. It's called Buchanan's Native Plants because they're really, really devoted to having a hearty selection of plants that are great in Houston, from Houston, and for Houston. So it's really, really cool stuff. They got a bunch of really cool butterfly plants, bunch of vegetables, bunch of annuals, bunch of great trees, huge fruit tree selection. But I'm going to encourage you to walk in today. You'll go through kind of the customer area. You'll get a cart, and then you take a right. Just right off the bat, you take a right, and then you're in the natives section. And you'll just see all these flowering plants. You'll actually see a lot of butterflies kind of flapping around because they're totally devoted to organic landscaping also. So they have a ton of great selection of these native flowering perennial plants that are going to return bloom year after year and season after season, especially if you follow kind of the advice we're giving you and give them a little haircut in late summer to get some fall bloom back. But things like salvia, things like lantana, a bunch of cool plants there. They also have a ton of incredible pottery and fountains. Their soil selection is really incredible. They kind of got soils that can help you out with any project. And they have their bungalow gift shop is also awesome. Ton of great gifts in there. You know, holidays are coming up around the corner. I'm sure they have some really great Halloween gifts. So you may be giving, you know, your beloved, your girlfriend a nice Halloween gift. Well, go to Buchanan's and check that out. Totally dedicated to organic gardening. Again, the soils, the amendments they've got, a lot of great stuff. And they've been doing it for over 30 years, which is pretty cool. So they're on 611 East 11th Street, and that's buchanansplants.com.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Your fireplace. It should be a centerpiece, not a source of stains and smells, leaks, noises, drafts, and maybe even a fire risk. Lord's Chimneys certified insured technicians utilize advanced LCD video scanning technology to find dangers before your home is at risk. Lord's Chimney guarantees mess-free service every time. Keep your fireplace beautiful. Keep your family safe. Call Lord's Chimney, a certified home show pro, 281-724-3400. Or visit lordschimney.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Nice little bass riff there. Home Show Garden Pros with Diane Bolanowski. This is Danny Milliken, the question asker. Diana's our question answerer because she knows so much. So you can kind of call in 713-572-4610. You can do what Bill's doing, get your question answered. Bill, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Say, I have a live oak or two live oaks, and I'm wondering whether they typically need pruning. Now, the lower limbs that buck my head into mowing the lawn, I cut those. But does live oak need pruning on a regular basis?
Diane, go for it.
I generally wouldn't prune on a regular basis. If you have any, small, skinny, kind of straggly branches under the canopy, I would prune those out. Any suckering, I would prune out. But generally, especially on younger trees, I don't do any regular pruning. When they get older, if it's a concern with power lines and so forth, that's another story. But in general, I don't do a regular pruning.
Okay, because I see some of my neighbors' trees, they look like lollipops. I think, you know, they've been trimmed up pretty high, and I kind of like the expansive lower branches coming out.
So. Yep, Bill, I feel like that's one of the charms of the live oak is that it puts these long kind of guiding branches. We look at historical live oaks, you know, all over the state, and man, they have these like branches you can like walk up, right? So no, I completely agree with Diane that your best bet is to kind of just monitor it for health, remove the suckers that are growing out of the ground, get some compost around the whole base of it, the whole canopy, at a very thin layer, and man, you know just let that thing be healthy and dominate the soil around the area. Thanks for calling in, bud.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Diane, always fun to have you in here.
Thank you.
Last 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, you might have been to me, and I did do some trimming back on my Himelia, and it has put on some new flowers, and sure enough, butterflies showed up. It's just a testament to you being such a knowledge specialist. So you're at Warren's today?
Yes, I am. We're expecting a pretty busy day. Hopefully the rain will hold out until later, but we've started to get some of our fall material in. So we have mums. I have bulbs coming next week that I'm getting ready for. Super excited. Fall bulbs for spring blooms. And we have our crotons in. So it's really starting to look like fall here at the nursery.
Nice. It's beginning to look a lot like fall. Yeah, well, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much to wonderful Diane Bolanowski from the wonderful Warren's Southern Gardens visiting with us. She's going to take off the hour, and thank you so much for being on, Diane. Always love talking to you.
Thanks,
coming up,
Danny.
Yeah, you bet. No, you bet. Coming up after the break, we'll have Joey Linderman in from Enchanted Forest, and this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
What is Home Show Radio? On Saturday mornings from 7 to 9, it's helping you to become a better gardener with the Garden Pros.
Is it too late or is it too hot right now for me to lay down fertilizer for my yard?
And from 9 to noon, it's Tom Tynan with answers to your home improvement questions.
Well, I was just wondering if that thing's going to air condition the outside or what that stray duct is for.
Home Show Radio, Saturday 7 a.m. to noon and Sundays 8 to 11 on Sports Radio 610. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.